Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to another refreshing episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. I pray that as you listen, the Word of God will meet you right where you are, lift your heart, and strengthen your spirit for the journey ahead. God has something beautiful for you today. Today's topic is the righteousness of God in Christ, and our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Before we dive into today's message, let me begin with a true life story from Scripture, one you may know well. It's the story of the woman caught in adultery in John chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. This account comes directly from the Bible, and it beautifully reflects today's message. You remember the scene. The religious leaders dragged this woman to Jesus, accusing her, condemning her, publicly announcing her guilt. The law said she deserved to be stoned, but Jesus did something different. He looked at her with the eyes of grace, and after challenging her accusers, he said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Why did Jesus say that? Because the righteousness of God speaks a language that condemnation cannot understand. Family, have you ever felt not good enough? Have you ever looked at your life and felt like, "God, I'm trying, but I keep falling short"? Let me ask you right now, do you know that God doesn't expect you to earn righteousness by your strength, but to receive it by faith in Christ? Listen, child of God, that is good news, and here's your encouragement. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 reminds us, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You are not condemned. You are covered." Let's think about it. When God looks at you as his child, what does he see? Does he see your flaws, your past, your weaknesses? Hear me today. God sees the righteousness of his Son covering you like a garment. Somebody needs that reminder this morning. Now let me ask you again. If God sees you as righteous, why do you still see yourself as unworthy? Here's your encouragement. Ephesians 1 verse 6 says you are accepted in the Beloved, meaning you are not tolerated. You are welcomed. The righteousness of God in Christ is not about what you do. It's about what Jesus already did on the cross. It's not a reward. It's a gift, Romans 5 verse 17. And maybe right now you're listening and thinking, "But I still make mistakes. But I still struggle. But I still fall." Let me ask you, do you know that righteousness is not the absence of mistakes, but the presence of Jesus in your life? Here's your encouragement. Proverbs 24 verse 16 says, "The righteous fall seven times, yet they rise again." Righteousness gives you the courage to rise. Take a moment today and ask yourself, "Am I living as someone Jesus has made righteous, or am I still holding on to guilt that Christ already carried for me?" Think on this quietly. Let it sink into your heart. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. Walk like it, pray like it, live like it. Today, declare this over yourself every time guilt or fear shows up. "I am forgiven. I am accepted. I am justified. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus." And choose one bold step of faith today that a righteous person would take. Whether it's praying with confidence, forgiving someone, resisting temptation, or showing kindness where it's hard. In conclusion, family, as you go into today, remember, you don't stand before God with your goodness. You stand with Christ's righteousness. Walk boldly, walk confidently, and walk joyfully, because heaven sees you through the finished work of Jesus. Now, let's make today's confession of faith together. Wherever you are, if you can, say this with me. "Today, I walk in the righteousness of God in Christ. I am bold. I am loved. I am accepted. and I am strengthened. No guilt, no fear, and no condemnation can hold me down. I shine today, I rise today, and I win today because Christ lives in me. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us of who we are in Christ. Thank you for the gift of righteousness, for the covering of grace, and for the strength to walk in victory. I pray for every listener today. Let your peace fill their heart, let your favor surround them, and let your presence guide their steps. Bless their work, bless their families, and bless their going out and coming in. Today they walk in righteousness, boldness, and joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If today's devotional blessed you, please share it with a friend, a family member, or on your social platforms. Let's spread the word and help someone else start their day with hope and victory. Until next time, go and win with Jesus.
Where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.